Yeah, so we back. Episode 3 of the Stay Low Podcast. Once again, I want to appreciate everybody listening so far. If you listened to episode 1, What's Beef? Episode 2, Black Girl Dad. You know, I appreciate it. You know, I go by the name of Steve-O. And yeah, man, I'm frustrated. I ain't going to cap. Today, we're going to be talking about this coronavirus, and especially my state of Georgia, my city of Atlanta, and how niggas tripping out here. Man, like, I'm gonna keep it a buck. When the shit first hit, I guess that was like the middle of March. You know, I was speculating too, and you know, all the conspiracy theories. I didn't necessarily have one, but you know, I was out when it first hit. At least when I first became aware of it. You know, I didn't see too many deaths and all that. And, you know, we come from a generation where we saw the West Nile virus, we saw what, swine flu, bird flu. And then also, like, I've never had a chickenpox in my life. Not saying that isn't a real thing or it's not a threat. But, you know, we've lived through a lot of these diseases and sicknesses that we were told that, you know, was so contagious and so deadly and, you know, so terrible that we should fear. And, you know, mama never stopped us from going outside to play during all that. So, you know, I was kind of hesitant, but I want to say we found out, like, things really start to shut down, like, March. I don't know the exact date, but I just remember being like a Wednesday or Thursday. And I know I went out to like that Sunday. That Sunday was my last day. And I was just like, okay, let me take this serious. So, you know, I just want to first get my disclaimer to say I was tripping at first too. I was one of them folks that was outside and didn't think nothing of it. But, you know, you start thinking about the people in your family, your loved ones. And, you know, you don't want to get anybody else sick. And I got a little girl to worry about. And I got a little nephew that's only one. And you know, fam, I got, you know, my baby mama got family. My daughter go around them. They could get in. So, you know, I started like, what does it hurt to, you know, stay inside and wait this out, especially so early in it? Let's see what's going on. So, you know, now we about 2 months in. And, you know, just a couple weeks ago, our governor, Governor Kemp, you know, he gave us the stay at home order and was telling us things would be shut down for a certain amount of time. And when that day hit, as we can see, he was like, you know, we're going to gradually open things up. And, you know, when he made that announcement, you know, a lot of people, Lakeisha Lance Bottoms, she said she talked to the mayor of Augusta, and they were both, you know, which is the second largest city in the state of Georgia. And she was saying how Governor Kemp didn't communicate, at least with them specifically. She doesn't know about any other mayors, but that he didn't communicate that he'd be opening the state back up, or he didn't check with cities to see how they felt about it. He just, you know, did it. So, you know, in my community, which is, you know, the local people, neighbors, friends, family, and then, you know, also online on social media, you know, it seemed to be a lot of critique about Governor Kemp just saying, you know, he's tripping. He's not taking necessary precautions. We don't even know what this disease is. How is he going to open back up? We still haven't found a vaccine or how to handle it. All we know is social distancing and putting masks on help. We know that doesn't prevent anything, but we know it helps. So everybody was calling him irresponsible and all this and that. And we've also seen, let's keep it a buck, we've seen how white folks been acting during this day. Not all white folks, but, you know, they've been kind of bucking for whatever reason. They feel like their freedoms are being held back from not being able to go outside. Not even not being able to, but being told they have to wear masks here and there. Okay, so, you know, I'm thinking black folks like, okay, the governor tripping. This nigga open shit back up. And black folks in Atlanta, I can't speak for the other cities, but they was like, bet. Niggas have been outside. Do you hear me? I thought we was all on one accord with Keisha saying, like, this is a little premature, but it's like they couldn't wait. They told, said Kemp semi-opened things back up. Niggas jumped at it. I'm talking about every side, east side, west side, south side. Niggas is outside. And these clubs, these clubs tripping, boy, they hell. Because Kemp said nightclubs, performance venues, and bars are to remain closed, even though he semi-opened things back up. Tim White, Atlanta, these clubs serve food, and these bars serve food. These niggas saying they a restaurant and staying open, but still becoming the club when they open. Nigga, Sweet Lounge was jumping the other Wednesday for $10 crab legs. It was jumping for the day party this past weekend. And bruh, listen, I'm not here to judge anyone, but I know when all this is said and done and it's really safe to go back outside, or when, you know, our kids are learning about the history of the country and we're going to talk about, you know, this pandemic, I just don't understand why you had to go turn up during this. That's what, like, I know we all could use a little happiness. Like, we all bored in the house. But I just don't understand. And then my thing, this might be my main thing, right? Besides health reasons and wanting to keep your community safe. I'm not in denial about self-interest and personal ego and desire, right? So when it comes to social media, we all have an agenda. I don't give a damn what you say. You can say, I'm just here to post pretty pictures of flowers and go about my day. Your agenda is still that you want people to know you have a great taste in flowers. Even if you never promote your shit, you just post and go. At the end of the day, you're hoping someone sees it to say, oh, I like this. She or he really knows pretty flowers. Even if we're just on Twitter commenting about things or just speaking on our day. Yeah, it's going to seem innocent, but we have an agenda that we want people to see or know something. So it goes back to like social media. If you post you outside partying, like even if it's an average day without the pandemic, you want people to see that you know how to have a good time. That I'm showing this because I want people to see I know how to have fun. Like we all do that. Fair. But under these circumstances, I'm trying to find out what agenda, how are you able to push that same agenda under these circumstances? Because you got to know that people aren't looking at it with the same approach as they would be under normal circumstances. Like, yeah, you turnt, but people are dying. So if anything, we all looking like, yeah, you turnt, my nigga, but why? Why now? Like, why did you insist on showing us that you're having so much fun with way more people than you should be around right now? Like, why are you doing that? And that's what gets me. It's like, if you gonna go out and party and break the rules and break social distancing and you don't give a fuck, you think all this is a conspiracy, you're allowed to do that. But why do you insist on showing us? That's what I don't understand. Like, you getting 0 points for doing that. And I'm not here to judge. Like I said, you're allowed to do it. You're not breaking the law, although you could be putting other people in danger, which is terrible. But it's just like, why do you insist on showing us that? Like, in the history books or when your kids ask you how was life during this, you want to be the one to be able to say, yeah, everybody was staying inside and being safe and taking precautions, but not me. I was piped up in that motherfucker. Like, okay. Like, all right. Like, I guess. And that be my thing, boy. So I just had to make a little podcast and take a little time out of my day to exhaust my frustrations with folks. Like I said, I'm not judging, and I want everybody to be careful, but I really just want people to think, like, what am I really doing? Like, the fight that I'm fighting, like, is it really worth it? Like, even to the white folks, when y'all out here tripping these stores because you don't want to wear a mask and you're saying this is a free country and you don't have to abide by this and you're not a sheep, like, come on now, bro. What battle are you fighting? The battle of staying safe and healthy? Like, that's the hill you want to die on, bro? Like, okay, I guess. But it's just, I don't know, bro. This shit is crazy. I can't understand it. I don't get it. And I just pray everybody stay safe and healthy. It seems like in their own way. But, yeah, hey. I'm just praying for everyone, okay? And I'm gonna keep it a buck. It's a lot of niggas I'm cool with, and I know that have been out and about under these circumstances. And I'm gonna keep it a buck. If you niggas end up getting sick, and I know you was outside with taking no precaution, or even if you were, you were still in a situation or a place where you know it's way too many people, and you get sick, you will not get any sympathy from me, boy. I'm telling you right now, and I hate to say it, and it's gonna hurt, but I can't, bro. I can't support stupidity. I can't be a part of that. I can't vouch for that. I can't. I'm gonna send you a blessing from afar. May send you a card, but and don't let you die because I ain't showing up to your funeral. That's just, you gotta accept that. So hey, when you go out and you out here popping big shit popping, you the most turnt nigga in the city. God bless you. And I hope you don't get sick or die. But if you do, do not expect Steve-O to show up and send my condolences. And I'm just keeping it to being because you're too grown and you know better. And you willingly going against it. So, hey, y'all niggas jumping out the window, bucking against coronavirus and really bucking against safety and health. I just want to say God bless you. And hey, I hope your family stay safe and all that good stuff. So I know I just seemed like I was rambling, but hell, I just had to get it out. It had to be said. I need niggas to hear my voice. The tweets don't be enough sometimes. So hell, that's episode 3, nigga. Stay Low Podcast. Once again, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at SteveOZone4. That's StevOZone. The number 4 on Twitter has an underscore at the end. On Instagram, it doesn't. And also, you know, you can follow Stay Low Entertainment. That's all our clients, the podcast, everything. Stay up to date. You can follow that on Twitter, on Instagram at Stay Low with the E at the end of low, ENT. So it's Stay Low ENT, StayLoweENT. And I'm logging out, man. Appreciate y'all listening as always. And yeah, man, stay tuned for new content, new episodes. We out.